For the first time ever, female sailors can now serve aboard U.S. submarines. The move follows more than a decade of consideration by the Navy and plenty of criticism. Steve Brown of member station WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, reports now on what this means for the culture of the submariner.
Anyone who's been on a sub, even thought of a sub, knows it's cramped. The USS Rhode Island is one of the Navy's largest nuclear submarines at more than 500 feet long, but space and privacy are almost non-existent. 170 men shuffle through the narrow hallways and steep staircases as the sub patrols far off the Georgia coast.
ESMCON, log off the satellite.
Submariners are a tight-knit fraternity. They often stay submerged for up to 6 months without coming up for air. On this night, the crew gathers in the tiny galley to celebrate three sailors officially becoming submariners.
Having demonstrated his reliability under stress and having my full confidence and trust, I hereby certify that he is qualified in submarines. R.J. Clark, Commander, United States Navy.
Raucous scenes like this have always been an all-men club. Until now. Here's Navy Rear Admiral Barry Bruner announcing the change earlier this year at Kings Bay Naval Base in Georgia.
The integration of women into submarines is a well-thought-out, phased-in plan for selected submarine crews.
The Navy says it's necessary to increase a limited talent pool for officers, and subs are the last vessels to be integrated. But some old-timers are critical of the move, as are many Navy wives. Internet message boards are full of rants, saying a co-ed sub-force will complicate already delicate military life. None of the military wives contacted wanted to go on tape for this story, but here's a similar discussion from a recent episode of ABC's The View.
I'm not saying they can't control themselves. I'm saying that people make attachments when they are in close quarters for long periods of time. It doesn't mean they don't love their wives and their husbands. It means that in the moment, and you're in a submarine, who knows when the next air is coming in.
The Navy insists it's more progressive than that. Even though women make up just 15% of the Navy, advocates point to Australia, Norway, Sweden, and other countries which integrated their sub-forces more than a decade ago. Back on the USS Rhode Island, many sailors say a co-ed submarine force will be a shock at first, but they'll adjust. Others don't want to talk about it, including logistics specialist Michael Rios.
What are your thoughts about women coming aboard submarines?
I'm probably going to stop talking about it to see if I can get permission to talk about that from the chief of boat. But other than that, I'll probably stop on that.
Just a few steps away in the galley, electronics technician Carl Stewart also didn't want to weigh in, instead deferring to Master Chief Robert McCombs.
I think EMC keep me straight here. I think that's the one thing you told us to stay away from, so I'm not even going
to
touch
it. They're not allowed to speak about that?
Women in submarines. It's a touchy subject right now, and we don't want the wrong impression.
McCombs says it's a touchy subject because many people have already gotten the wrong impression. The only females on subs will be officers who have separate sleeping rooms, and surface ships integrated in the 1990s with what McCombs calls little issue. The Navy is banking on the same for subs. The first female submariners started training earlier this year and will deploy beginning next year. For NPR News, I'm Steve Brown in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.